Welcome, everybody, to Boss It Up Radio. It is your girl and your host, Jocelyn, coming to you all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I want to say thank you all for listening in to those to come and those who are here now. So today's episode is going to be about today is the day and the time is now. And to be honest, it took me some time to come up with this topic. What am I going to say is what I ask myself. How will I engage with my listeners? How will I keep the attention? Will the things that I speak of be relevant? Will it touch spirits? Will it touch hearts? Will it touch souls? Will it penetrate deeply through the minds of my listeners? And as I beat myself up on what my first episode would be, I had to take some time to myself to sit down and meditate, to really meditate and close my eyes and just go with the flow, to go with my first mind, to go with my spirit, to go with my gut. And this episode is so important to me, being my first episode, is because I want you all to hear my transparency. I want you all to feel my transparency and the things that I'm going to say now and for shows to come. I have discovered in my 34 years of life, some of the most prevalent years being within the last 5 to 10 years, I would like to say, is that I have found myself in fear of the things that I was destined to do. I would put off the things that I was destined to do. And now, coming to the place that I'm at now in my life, I had to tell myself that the time is now. Today is the day to start. So if you are listening and you are someone who has been putting off your goals, you have been putting off your dreams, you have been putting off the things that you are destined to do, I want to inspire you and motivate you and tell you that your time is now. Today is the day to start the things that you are destined to do. I understand that when we embark upon new endeavors, when we place goals before ourselves to do, it can be something scary. We may not have the confidence that we need to get those things done. We may not have the inspiration that we need to get those things done. We may not have the ambition that we need to get those things done. Well, guess what? I am here to provide that motivation. I am here to provide that inspiration and that ambition that you will need to get up and say, you know what? My time is now. Today is the day. I'm going to check those things off my list of things to do that I have been putting off. I am going to create that blueprint that I said that I was going to create months ago or years ago, so I can get my business off the ground, so I can start my foundation from the ground up. I want to encourage you all to step forward and say, I am powerful. I can attain anything that I want to attain. I can have anything that I want to have. I can create anything that I want to create. Do not allow fear to be the hindrance of your success. Do not allow lack of confidence to be a hindrance to your success. Today, I want to inspire you all to be great. Today, I want to motivate you all to be awesome. Today, I want to provide you with the ambition that you need to do the things that you are destined to do. Here on Boss It Up Radio, this will be a platform for musical talent. This will be a platform for small business owners. This will be a platform for talented people. This will be a platform where we can be who we are, where we can say what we want to say, and we can talk about the things that are very necessary. There are too many talented people. There are too many gifted people who are not walking in their power, who are not walking by faith. I want to inspire you all to do every single thing that it is that you are wanting to do. Because you have what it takes to be successful. You have what it takes to be wealthy. You have what it takes to boss it up. You have what it takes to boss up others who are around you. I want you all to tap into your gifts, to tap into your mind, to tap into your talents, and to be steadfast with it. Do not allow outside influences to hinder you from doing the things that you are destined to do. Do not allow toxic thoughts. Do not allow toxic people to keep you from doing what it is that you are wanting to do. As I said to myself today in meditation, I came to a place where I said, you know what? Today is not the day for me to air my first episode. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it later. Maybe I'll do it next week. But then I had to practice my own words that I preach. I had to tell myself, Jocelyn, today is the day. The time is now. Today is now. Because we can hinder our success. We can hinder our goals when we keep putting things off. We keep telling ourselves, next week, I'm going to start my health journey. Next week, I'm going to create that blueprint. Next week, I'm going to create that vision board. Next week, I'm going to start that business. And then what happens is next week comes, and then we find that we have another barrier. We find that we have another blockage. We find that we have another hurdle that we have to cross. And these things happen because we did not tell ourselves that today is the day, that our time is now. We have to give ourselves more credit. We have to give ourselves more power. We have to give ourselves more encouragement. Because this is how we will attain that success. This is how we will accomplish those goals that we have set forth for our health journeys. This is how we will accomplish that wealth. This is how we will break those generational curses. This is how we will create generational wealth by saying our time is now and our time is today. You have the power to manifest everything it is that you want in life. You have the power to have as many businesses as you want. You have the power to be as successful as you want to be, because you have decided that today is going to be the day that you start that new business. Today is going to be the day that you start that new podcast. Today is going to be the day that you start your health journey. Today is going to be the day that you say, I will be depressed no more. Today is going to be the day where you said, I'm no longer angry about the things that I have went through in my past life. I'm no longer angry with my sister. I'm no longer angry with my brother. I'm no longer angry with my parents. Whatever it is that is hindering you from starting today and allowing your time to be now, I want you to expunge all of those things. Whatever hindrances you have, whatever blockages you have, whatever is tugging on you and trying to pull you backwards. I want you to release all of those things so that you may be powerful, so that you may manifest the things that it is that you are wanting and the things that it is that you are desiring. Because you are in control of your life. You are in control of your success. You are in control of your wealth. You are in control of your weight. You are in control of your thoughts. You are in control because you said that today is the day that I take control. Because you said, my time is now. As a 34-year-old black woman, statistics have shown that I would have more than one father to a child. Statistics have shown that I would be dependent on government assistance. Statistics have shown that I would not be able to attain the things that I wanted to attain. And I have been able to beat some of those statistics. I have been able to beat some of those odds. We have the power to control whatever it is that we are wanting to control. When we say that today is the day that I start, when we say that my time is now and that I will no longer prolong it, I will no longer put it off. So if you have a business that you have been trying to start, start today. If you have a health goal that you are wanting to attain, your time is now. If you have a podcast that you have been wanting to start, start today. If you have an LLC that you have been wanting to create, today is the day. If you have toxic people that you have been wanting to put out of your life, the time is now. We have to take accountability for our lives. We have to take accountability for our success. We have to take accountability for our failures. Throughout my many journeys, throughout my many endeavors, throughout my many embarkments that I have placed before myself, some of them I have succeeded, and some of them I thought that I had failed at because it didn't go as planned. And then as I pondered, then as I began to think, I have failed at nothing. You have failed at nothing. Why? Because it was a learning experience. Anytime that you set forth a goal and it does not go as planned, that is not a failure. That is a learning experience. That is a stepping stone. It has only become a failure when you did not try to correct the things that you felt made it a failure. I want to inspire you all and tell you all that you are great in every single way. That you are powerful in every single way and that you possess many different gifts. Our time is now. Our time is today. And considering all the things that are going on around us, COVID-19, and just the tolls that have been taken on the economy, we have to stop putting things off. Your time for greatness is today. Your time to shine is today. If you do not succeed at something, if you do not accomplish a goal, you cannot blame anyone but yourself. You cannot blame your mother. You cannot blame your father. You cannot blame your spouse. You cannot blame your boss on your job. You cannot blame your children. You cannot blame your past life experiences. You can only blame yourself. I want you all to take some of those past experience that may have been a hindrance or even have taken a toll on you some type of way. I want you to transfer that energy and turn it into positivity. I want you all to take that trauma and to change it into positive energy. Because today is the day of transformation. Our time is now. Your time is now. If you are a person who does not have a vision board, today is the day to create one. If you are someone who has a vision board, but you haven't been getting up every day and looking at that vision board and crossing those things off that you have been wanting to attain, maybe you have been wanting to raise your credit score. Maybe you want a new car. Maybe you want to drop 30 to 50 pounds. Maybe you are trying to get a new home. Whatever it is that you have on your vision board, I want you to get up every single day and look at that vision board and make sure that you are doing everything that it is that it takes to get those things that you have set forth on your vision board. If you are someone who does not have a vision board, today is the day to create one. Whether it be a green cardboard that you put on your wall and you cut out pieces of paper of a house, of your 800 credit score that you want, of that car that you want, or maybe just a simple life. Whatever it is that you are wanting, I want you to put it on your vision board. And every day that you wake up, I want you to look at that vision board. I want you to do whatever it is that it takes to get that house. I want you to do whatever it is that it takes to get that 800 credit score. I want you to do whatever it is that it takes to get that white picket fence. I want you to do whatever it takes for you to drop that 30 to 50 pounds. Because your time is now. Because your time is today. Our time is now. We will stop putting things off. Next week is not the time to start. Because next week comes and then you have that fear in your gut. Next week comes and there's something else to do. We have to tell ourselves that our time is now and that today is the day. I will not be able to stress enough throughout this episode that you are in control, that your fate is in your hands, your destiny is in your hands. Whatever it is that has been stopping you from starting today has to be expelled from your life. Here on Boss It Up Radio, we will talk about real life things. We will talk about what's going on in the world. We will laugh together. We will cry together. We will come together as a community. We will come together as leaders. We will come together as pillars. We will come together as humanitarians. Because we are stronger and we are more powerful in numbers. Granted, you can complete things on your own, but there's an old saying that says teamwork makes the dream work. And I believe in that wholeheartedly. And I also believe that when you wake up and you say, today I'm going to start, today the time is now, that you will easily attain more of those goals and those things that you have sought out to have. If I would have allowed my fears and my hindrances to keep me from doing the things that I wanted to do, I would not be airing my first show now here on Boss It Up Radio podcast. Because I would have allowed, what topic am I going to do? Am I going to speak clearly? Am I going to be muffled on my words? Will I have people to tune in? Will I have people that will resonate with me? And then I had to tell myself, I had to block out all of those negative energies and say, Jocelyn, those things do not matter. Your time is now. Today is the day. Walk by faith and not by sight. Do what it is that your spirit is telling you to do. Do what it is that your first mind is telling you to do. Do what it is that your gut is telling you to do. I want to share with you all a scenario that I have shared with many different people in many different situations on trusting yourself, on trusting your first mind, on trusting your gut. It's just like when you are driving in a car and your first mind has told you to turn left, but you turn right anyway, because you know that turning right is the quickest way to get to your destination. So instead of turning left, like your first mind has told you to do, you turn right anyway, because that's what you're used to. And when you turn right, you hit a pothole. And within hitting that pothole, you have a busted tire. So now you're going to be late to your destination. Now you have to make arrangements because you did not trust your first mind that told you to turn left, even though you knew that by turning right, you would get to your destination quicker. That small scenario that I have just shared with you should be something that we should apply to our everyday lives. To trust your spirit, to trust your first mind, to trust your gut. Because if you don't, it becomes a hindrance. It can become a barrier. It can become a hurdle. And with that being said, I want you to trust yourselves a little bit more. I want you to trust your mind a little bit more, to trust your spirit, to trust your heart a little bit more, because that will get you to the peak that you need to be at. That will get you to the place where you are attaining your goals, where you are crossing off those things on your vision board, where you are crossing off those things on your blueprint. And now you are beginning to ascend to greater heights. When we are ascending, we are going up. If we are not ascending, guess what that means? That means that we are at a stagnant place. And we do not want stagnation. We want to ascend to greater heights. Here on Boss It Up Radio, we will ascend. We will go up. We will inspire one another to be great. We will motivate one another to be great. We will give ambition to those who are needing that ambition. You have to ask yourself, what inspires you? What is motivating me to be great? What is keeping me from ascending to greater heights? What fear do I have from keeping me from starting now, from today being the day? Everyone, our time is now. Everything that is going on around us can be a great barrier. It can be a hindrance. It can be a hurdle. It can be a mountain that looks so high and so sturdy that we feel that we can't climb it. We feel that we can't move it. So that creates a place of stagnation. That creates a place of complacency where we are not moving forward, where we are not completing our goals, where we are not attaining our goals. Get up and start the business now. Get up and start your blueprint now. Get up and create your blueprint now. Why are we waiting? Why are we placing our success on hold? Why are we allowing toxic thoughts, fearful thoughts, to keep us from going to elevation? Why are we allowing toxic people to keep us from elevating? Why are we allowing fearful thoughts from keeping us from elevating? You have to take time for yourself to ask yourself questions. Where do I want to be? Where do I want to go? What is it that I want to do? You have the power. You are in control. to create any life that you want to have. You can be as wealthy as you want to be. You can have anything that you want to have if you believe it. Here on Boss It Up Radio Episode 1, this is a formal introduction of my transparency. This is a formal introduction of who I am. This is a formal introduction to you all to tell you that your time is now and your time is today. Do not be worried about what people think about you. Do not be worried about those blockages that you feel that you have. If you believe and manifest positivity out of your mouth with your words and allow your words to match your thoughts, you have just reached a new level of success. You have just embarked upon a new journey. You have just embarked upon a new you. You have everything that it takes to be great. You have all the necessities that you need at this very moment to start that business. You have every necessity that you need to start that podcast. You have every necessity that you need to start that radio show. You have every necessity that you need to get that new car. You have every necessity that you need to break those generational curses. You have every necessity that you need to create generational wealth. Why? Because you are powerful. Because you are great, because you are smart, because you are intelligent, because you are a go-getter. Here on Boss It Up Radio, the only thing that we are going to do is boss it up. In your life today and moving forward, the only thing that you should be focusing on is bossing it up. Boss It Up Radio is going to be a place for you to release. This is going to be a place for you to be inspired by artists, by small business owners, by people who have stories to tell, by people who have felt that they were hindered for any reason from their past, from their childhoods. Today is the day that we say, no more fear. No more blockages, no more hurdles, no more mountains. There is not nothing that is set forth in front of me that is going to keep me from being great, from keeping me from being successful. Today is the day that we say our time is now. Today is going to be the day that we say, I can do anything that it is I put my mind to. Today is going to be the day that you say, I'm going to boss it up in every shape, form, or fashion possible. Today is going to be the day that you get up and say, I will no longer allow outside negativity to control me. Today is going to be the day where you say, I'm going to get up and do everything that I have set forth before me because I have the power and I have the capability to do it. Today is going to be the day where you release those toxic people. Today is going to be the day where you release those toxic thoughts. Today is going to be the day where you say, I am abundant. I have everything that I need to conquer every single goal that it is that I am wanting to conquer. Today is going to be the day where you say, if I am not bossing it up, I am not doing anything at all. If I am not ascending, I am complacent. If I'm complacent, that means that I'm stagnant. And if I'm stagnant, that means that I am not doing anything at all. Today is going to be the day for not just you, but also for myself, to boss it up every minute, every hour, every day of our lives, because we have the power. We have the power to do whatever it is that we want to do. I want you to take the opportunity to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that today is going to be the day that I boss it up, and I'm going to boss it up every day moving forward.